The 1955 French film Bob le Flambeur, or Bob the High Roller, is considered a classic heist movie, but it was filmed in black and white, it's now almost half a century old, and so it was inevitable that somebody would remake it. Bob Mondello says that happily for moviegoers, that someone is The Crying Game's Neil Jordan, who brings a smoky, jazzy sensibility to what is now called The Good Thief.
Bob Montagnier is an American expatriate living in France, a con artist mostly, but also a thief and a gambler who is nursing a heroin habit and trying to stay a step ahead of the law. Barely a step. As played by Nick Nolte, Bob actually has a playful relationship with the local police inspector.
Name the best thief that ever lived.
Bob?
No. Pablo Picasso. Cat stole from everybody. Rubens, Delacroix, Cezanne, Van Gogh, Matisse. Never got caught.
I met him once. I'm impressed.
A bullfight. I bet on the bull, he bet on the matador. Matador got 26 stitches. I got a painting. Still have it.
Then you're flush.
No. Broke. That never sells.
Bob, as you can hear, is more than casually interested in art, and it's art that lures him out of retirement and into a proposed casino heist. The casino is owned by Japanese investors who made a killing in the art world and then hung their winnings on the walls, except that Bob is pretty sure those fabulous paintings are fakes, and the guy who's bankrolling the heist confirms that by pointing to another building entirely.
The originals are in there.
Why are they in there?
It's a Japanese thing. Protect your investment. Painting in the vault, perfect copy on the wall.
And we cracked the vault.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know the beautiful thing?
What's the beautiful thing?
They can't disclose a robbery because if they did, the joint closes. Who'd come to see a copy of a Van Gogh?
Either somebody just walked over my grave or I'm going through a withdrawal.
Maybe you're excited.
That's enough to hook Bob and to make him wish he weren't hooked on heroin, so he handcuffs himself to his bed for 3 days to get clean and starts planning, at which point things start getting complicated in ways I should probably keep to myself. Suffice it to say that director Neil Jordan has worked enough twists on the original story that even if you've seen Bob le Flambeur recently, The Good Thief will have its surprises. The new version's biggest asset is Nick Nolte, who is a glorious wreck as the title character, seemingly shattered by his vices and sounding even more than usual as if he's been gargling glass. The director shoots him through backlit cigarette smoke and surrounds him with characters as colorful as the neon signs glistening in the seedily glamorous backgrounds. The film's feel is brisk and jazzy, where the originals was so cool that it inspired the young Truffauts and Godards who created the French New Wave in the 1960s. The Good Thief doesn't feel offbeat enough to really make waves, but its ripples are a lot of fun. I'm Bob Mondello.